You're listening to Inroads, a spiritual travelogue. I'm David Freudberg. This time, Helping Hands.
Everybody who comes here lights in this kitchen. This kitchen table is my desk. People come and we sit here, and if it's a happy time, we have a happy time eating and drinking, talking and whatever. If it's a sad time, here's where we cry. On the walls, there are pictures of some of the folks who have been in my life, either at the center or in school. One of my young friends nearly OD'd here. I have sheltered people, battered women. I have fed people from here.
Ethel Williams, a retired school teacher in the poorest section of Paterson, New Jersey. The modest home where she's lived for over 30 years now serves as a crisis intervention center for local people in trouble. Living off a small pension, she accepts no pay for her work and performs it as an act of spiritual commitment and faith. Like others we'll hear from a variety of religious backgrounds, she is one of God's helping hands. On this rainy Sunday afternoon in November, Miss Williams is awaiting a large delivery of food collected by a suburban church. She'll disperse the food to needy people during the upcoming holiday season.
If it comes in a can, it'll probably be here. Over the years, they've done this a number of years, we've learned the kinds of things that we need. Tuna, for example, because tuna is nutritious. And peanut butter, and jelly, and vegetables, and canned meats, and pasta, and sauces, and dried things. Our people like rice, and all kinds of beans, and all kinds of peas, and cereals. And this is for the Thanksgiving distribution. A whole parish has donated. It'll be a considerable haul.
What they call a food caravan has just pulled up from St. Catherine's of Siena Church in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. A dozen bustling volunteers have crowded into Miss Williams' first-floor hallway. Standing in single file, they're passing bags of canned groceries into a storage room. It'll be enough to make up about 60 food baskets. Coordinating the volunteers from St. Catherine's is Sister Charlotte.
This is a total parish effort. You know, we advertised in our bulletin and we sent notices home through the religious education program. So everybody, all age levels were involved. Oh, thank you.
Why?
I think we're all pretty concerned about feeding the hungry, and this was one way of doing it, you know, providing for the pantry, because we know that people need food not just at the holiday seasons but in an ongoing way. So these are the staples. These are things that, you know, would be nourishing to them.
I take seriously the Lord saying, feed, clothe, visit, help, love your neighbor, everybody.
I just can't get away from that, to lend a helping hand and to help other people and to be thankful for what I have.
Charlie Moeller operates Charlie's Pantry out of his home in rural West Lebanon, New York. Now retired from an Air Force career, Charlie provides food and sometimes cash to poor families, the elderly, and others who are struggling. It started 10 years ago on a $100 donation from Charlie's priest. Like Ethel Williams, Charlie takes no salary and no government funding. But the pantry is now well established with church and private support, assisting people year-round.